When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat Downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Downs. I'm your host, Miss Pat, with a bad hair day. But y'all know I come over here with the real deal. And I'm here with my friend, Dion Curry,
your friend.
Chris Fangler. Yeah, Chris Fangler, who is expecting his new baby within the hour. Y'all, Chris about to be a real daddy. Shout it out to Chris. Shout it out to Chris. I ain't never think he would get laid, but you know what? Chris got laid, and that means God is good, and he's real. Stay tuned after the episode so you can hear if how Chris got laid.
Amen. We didn't talk about it in the episode, but you're right.
God is real because Chris got some pussy. God damn.
Can you do Dion next week? That was worse. I didn't like that at all, Dion. I see what you're going through.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat, spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn the up now. What you talk about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste your time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and go and repeat it. Nothing but the ugly.
Before you start, you already done fucking record. I hate people that don't respect people who wear fake hair.
We don't have to use any of it. But if I don't hit record, you're going to go, why the fuck didn't you start recording? I've done this.
What is your what does your shirt say?
210 times. I know.
Huh? What does your shirt say?
Losers don't compete. Leaders don't compete.
Oh.
What did you think it said?
I thought it was like a food shirt for something with onions. Because the way she was cut off, I was like, I can't see the bottom of it.
Yeah, movies are very expensive.
That green looked like the green for Whole Foods. I was like,
"You thought I had got a job?"
I didn't know. Thought you might be doing a promotion with them or something. I wouldn't be surprised.
Whole food, as fat as I am.
That means you eat the whole food.
I eat the whole meal.
I went to the movies today. I went to go see that new Spider-Man.
How was it?
How was it?
It was good. There was a part, there's a T-Rex Spider-Man. And that nigga said, Thwip. Oh. His little T-Rex arm shot out of Spider-Man. I ain't never laughed so hard in my life. That was by far my favorite part of the whole movie. But the damn movie theater is expensive as hell. Yes. I went at noon.
What type of theater did you go to? Was it like a normal one, or was it like the Flicks Brewhouse type?
It was regular.
Okay.
Regular Regal Cinema. The tickets themselves was $22. I got a medium fruit punch. Shit was $9.
Oh, see, that's where you fucked up at. Your first thing was you're black. You're supposed to take your own treats.
Well... I figured if we go like early in the day, the price is supposed to be discounted. No, not at this movie theater. I said, you don't got no combos? Little girl behind the counter just goes, no. She didn't say another word. She just sat there and was like, you going to buy it or not? Like, she gave no fucks.
She said it was no, po' nigga. Her mouth said no. Her expression said po' nigga.
If you'd have saw how dirty her outfit was, she'd have been calling herself a po' nigga too.
She's not probably getting paid either.
That movie theater is a shithole. I went to the bathroom. All the toilets was out of order.
Now they got to fuck up out of it. I hate going. I went to see Little Mermaid, and then went to go see Fast and Furious. And at the Little Mermaid, they had no nachos. A movie is not good unless you got nachos with the mild jalapeno, so you can drink the juice off the jalapeno and then stick the popcorn in the jalapeno juice and the cheese. You know, just fat shit that you do at a theater.
Yeah.
When you're not with kids, because then you can afford the popcorn and the fucking and everything else. But I went when we went to see Little Mermaid. I said, look, man. I said, there's a way. She said, the warm is broke. I said, look, do you have any survival skills? And she was like, what? I said, ma'am, can you please just take this fucking cheese and stick it up under the hot dog rack and leave it there for about 10, 15 minutes and it will heat the fuck up.
She was going to give you cold cheese?
Yeah, they told people they only had salsa because they couldn't eat up the cheese. I said, you don't know how to run hot water on the cheese and make it hot?
They got stupid regulations from the health department, probably.
Who gives a fuck? But while we talking about movies, did y'all see Floyd Mayweather fight Gotti last night?
No.
What?
Floyd Mayweather had a fight with Gotti, the gangster grandson.
Really?
Remember Gotti?
Yeah,
John, in a ring John or Gotti? Just in
what? John Gotti, yeah. In a ring. I think that was his great grandson. Nigga. So I guess Floyd Mayweather was whipping the shit out of him, right? Because he's an MMA fighter. Floyd is a professional boxer. So I guess he was getting his ass whipped up on. You can find the clip. And the guy and the rep said, no, we're going to stop this fight so don't nobody get hurt. He said, hell no, I ain't stopping this fight. And pushed the rep out of the way and ran up on Floyd. Floyd slapped him like a bitch who had been prostitute and did not turn in her money. And after that, Floyd, his camp, everybody in the ring fight. They got fights outside the ring, inside, but it was on Zeus Network. So that's what you expect. You expect the all-out crazy Negro brawl, and that's what it was.
Yeah, the very first video that comes up when I pull this up is reality TV star Jocelyn Hernandez fighting with
Jocelyn, nigga. Jocelyn.
Sorry, big Lex. But is this is the video, I think. So Gotti's coming after him, even though they try to stop it. Then there's like 10 guys that have run in to the ring.
So it was a fight all around the thing last night.
Now all of Mayweather's people have surrounded Gotti in the corner of one ring and are trying to beat the hell out of him. Now
I didn't hear nothing about this.
20 guys in the ring. 25, 30.
That's about 50 minutes.
What was they fighting for? Was this like charity or something?
No, it was a pro.
Floyd is retired.
Well, he came out to slap a white man. it was just fucking crazy.
That's mayhem.
Floyd know how to get paid off some dumb shit, don't he?
That was some dumb shit. Yeah, that poor ring can't even hold all them people in it like that.
There are literally like 50 people in there. What is Zeus TV?
I never even heard of it.
Some bullshit. It's like one of them all black networks. You see one of them all black networks where nobody can act.
Mm-hmm. Is this as bad as black porn?
They be acting with the paper they have. And I said, Joseph and the Seven Doors. How dare you?
What's that other shitty, I think it's Tubi movies? Somebody.
Tubi is the one.
Yeah.
Somebody posted in the group a Tubi movie where a man robbed a dude, shot him, turned to run away and fell down and they ain't even yell cut or nothing.
They have,
that nigga was really hurt for real, though.
They have no content standards on Tubi. There's it's everything is on Tubi.
Oh, that shit was too funny. Go see Spider-Man if you into that type of stuff. It was a good movie. It's long as hell. It's 2 hours.
Yeah, 2 and 20 minutes?
Yeah, something like that.
Speaking of movies, I just shot my first feature film.
Congratulations. Can you tell us what it is or what you were doing?
I shot, you remember the movie, Don't Tell Mama the Babysitter Dead?
Yeah. With Christina Applegate, where she's babysitting and the babysitter dies, right? And then
she's a daughter, yeah. I'm the mom in it this time.
So you survived.
So it's a remake with a black family.
So there is no babysitter.
Yeah, the babysitter. That's what I kept saying too. Shouldn't a babysitter be a relative?
The oldest sibling.
But yeah, I'm the mommy, and it was pretty funny too. It was I enjoyed myself, even though I was there for 2 damn weeks in the desert. We was in Santa Clara, California. It was like out there in the desert, but it kind of looked like the country. That look like if you was in the country in Georgia. And these people had big ass house. They shot in the original house, but that dust out there was fucking horrendous. The dirt. I mean, I'm not the type of person. If y'all heard me say this here. If I'm tired, I just go and get in the bed and go to sleep. I'm not no take no bad type ass person that we gonna fuck. Unless my feet is so dirty and they itch really bad. Nigga, I had to take a bath every night. I could not get in the bed. Like I felt like a sandman. I mean, I took out my bra and motherfucking little crab sticks was falling out my chest. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how the wind blow and get sand in the crack of your ass because I got a tight booty. You know, because I'm fat.
You got a tight booty?
No, not hole, not booty hole. I mean, you know, it's together.
That's actually very loose.
No, that's tight.
The way you said
that tight too, but I'm talking about how the wind got in my drawers. So it was down my throat, it was up my nose, and it was, and then I had never seen what these things, what a little, not the little groundhog that go in the ground. What's a little thing that eat through the dirt? They put a bunch of holes in the ground.
Prairie dogs, moles,
prairie dogs,
probably moles,
groundhogs.
And they was everywhere. Everywhere you walk, it felt like you were just gonna fall through a fucking hole because these little things was out there just making random holes all through the fucking ground.
Like you on Mars?
I was like, won't somebody stop this shit up or get rid of these niggas?
It's probably prairie dogs.
I actually have a picture. This is Miss Pat of her on set. She posted this to her Instagram. Here she is, right here. Just Google world's dirtiest man. He sadly passed away. Amu Haji passed away at 94.
They said that you nigga used to smoke doo doo cigarettes.
Really?
Yeah.
He didn't have no nicotine in his cigarette.
He died like 2 months after they finally convinced him to take a bath.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he died. Yeah. They made him take a bath and he died like right after that. So why was it so dirty? What was weren't you in a trailer in a house? Like, did they have you doing outdoor shots that made it so dirty?
Yeah, we did a lot of outdoor shots. I think just waiting around, it was very slow. It wasn't like my show where things moves a lot faster because I'm a multi-cam, I'm a single cam. So if you shoot this way, then you shoot out of scene this way, then you got to turn this way. I'm like, I'm sick of this shit. I'm ready to go. And you know, the worst shit you can do is invite me to a movie in the catering night they do.
Oh, she just disappeared. Let's take a quick break, Walt, and then we'll hear exactly what she means. We'll be right back.
She ain't lying. Her catering is bomb.
Down at the pat down. Yeah, they had like, not only was the food good the time that I went, they also had a snack trailer or whatever, like all kinds of different snacks.
Yeah, the snack man be out there the whole time. They make whatever you want when it comes to coffees or teas or whatever.
I'm pissed off. I had no idea my damn thing was going to go off.
So damn, what kind of catering did they have and why was it so bad?
I don't know. It was just, you know what? California food tastes like shit, y'all. I couldn't get a good meal nowhere. The only place I could get a good meal was tacos. Ugh. It was just fucking horrible. I was sick of eating the hotel because I was at the same hotel where we stayed at together. I was sick of that free breakfast. I was sick of every fucking thing. I was just ready to go.
Yeah, that breakfast at that hotel that we stayed at was like smoked fish. It was healthy shit.
It was smoked salmon.
Whatever. It was like apples. I needed bacon and eggs. I need a continental breakfast. They had healthy oats. No raisin bran.
I don't understand how people eat no fucking overnight oats. I don't want shit been soaking in milk all night or whatever the fuck you soaked it in. So it was just, I was just tired. I was so ready to go. And you know I was tired because I knew all my fucking lines.
Wait, what?
It's a sign she's ready to go. She knows it word for word.
She did her work.
I knew all my lines. But they were such fun group of people to work around. I can't think of enough. The director.
Can you mention any of the cast members?
Yeah, it was Nicole Richie.
Oh wow!
Okay.
The girl who plays Will Smith's girlfriend in the new Bel Air. You know the character's the new Bel Air. She's the lead. And the other kid, one of the sons was BMF. I said, how the fuck y'all cast these kids that look like me for real? We look like a real damn family. And I didn't know the other two kids, but they knew who I was.
Deadline says Tyra Banks was gonna be in it. Was she in it?
They changed it from her to Nicole Richie.
Okay.
And Nicole Richie was so fucking nice. She's really pretty.
Yeah, she's the one that was with Paris Hilton in the TV show.
Yeah, that's Lionel Richie's daughter.
Yeah.
So I had to share a story with Nicole Richie. I said, Nicole Richie, I said, if you don't mind, can I share a story about your daddy? And she said, yeah. I said, well, when I was a little girl.
I think I remember this one.
All right, I'll just buckle up here.
I said, when I was a little girl, everybody loved Michael Jackson, but I couldn't afford no beaded jacket. I said, so I couldn't afford nothing Michael Jackson was selling. So my brother came home singing this song, Hello, by this man named Lionel Richie. I said, so I fell in love with your daddy. I fell in love with your daddy because he didn't have nothing for me to buy. And he's the reason why I started dating old men.
He's why I got molested, Nicole.
Your daddy's the reason for statutory rape.
That's why I was pregnant at 12. Thank you.
Hello?
Is it me you're looking for? You mean CPS?
It was
the old man you're looking for. She was the father figure.
She fucking hollered when I said that. They finally realized I didn't give a fuck what they said. I said, you know, I said, y'all are too bored. Everybody's by the book around here. I said, I feel like I'm at a fucking funeral that nobody liked the person who died. Y'all ain't talking. Y'all ain't. I said, I can't sit on this set like this. And I just started fucking with people.
I saw something recently where Hugh Grant said that shooting movies isn't fun anymore because people just go back to their trailer and sit on Twitter instead of talking to each other. So there's no romances. That movie sets and TV sets are just boring as shit now because of that.
It was so fucking boring. So when I got ready to leave, everybody was like, damn, it's pet. We really going to meet. Because I would walk out and I say, and how are y'all doing today? And I was talking to everybody. And I remember one day I came to work. And I don't know, my trailer smelled like shit. So I told a little girl who'd be outside taking it. I said, who shitted in here? So Jazz said, well, you shitted on Friday, but they didn't clean it.
You firebombed yourself.
marinating their weekend shits.
And if you've heard anything about Miss Pat shits from her, they're no joke.
I was like, y'all gotta get that shit out of here. And the little girl gotta be really professional. So, you know, in your contract, you can ask for your clothes. I don't need no more motherfucking clothes. If I showed y'all how this shit, take them to the ceiling, waiting the moon. I said, give me my clothes. Give me my clothes. They said, I can't have my clothes. They said, hold on, bitch. We gonna give you these clothes. It was all too big for me, but it was okay. I mean, I had a good time.
That's but fun.
It was because I'm number one on my call sheet, and a call sheet is who the star is and who's second, who third. Nigga, I was number 8 on this movie. But you know what? They didn't treat me like I was number 8. They really did not. I felt like I was up there with the rest of the cast. You know, I think I became the life of the party because everybody wanted to hear what I had to say. Every time I walk up, Nicole Richie's like, what this stupid bitch about to say now? It was boring. Everybody's so professional. I said, well, this kind of shit, I need a fucking bear to come out the bushes and hit one of you motherfuckers across the face so we can have something to talk about.
Chris, can you imagine some girl coming up to you and be like, hey, I used to get finger blasted to your dad.
by a man 10 years my senior and I was in 6th grade.
You're telling a fucking lie. That's not what I said.
Was that nervous laughter or?
No, she was. Oh, well. I just wanted to tell her the story. I used to love Lionel Richie with that Jerry curl, and he had just enough juice on his shoulders.
That's a great story.
You know what them curls used to ding-a-ling off his, I mean ding ding dong. What the fuck? What are you saying? Ding-a-ling.
Shingling.
He went back to getting the most.
Well, they used to Dean. Oh, I didn't tell y'all this. So, Yolanda, bring me my pocketbook. I wonder if I can get back on my computer. I'm sorry, y'all. I have to jump between both these kids on the iPad. I don't know what they be doing, but they don't ram. I got to show y'all what happened. I got to show y'all with this. I cannot stand these motherfucking dogs. We need to bring the good old day back when you can whoop these motherfucking dogs the fucking asses.
Did you see Dion in the group today? It is the 3rd anniversary of Miss Pat saying, I don't like dogs. I'll never get one because you can't tie them up outside.
Mm-hmm. Who the fuck found that?
I recommend you don't hit those dogs until you learn their commands. Because you're going to need stop after they bite the shit up your ass.
You got my look in there and grab my shoe out of there. I'm going back to the iPad now. I got a little time. I'm sorry for jumping back and forth, y'all. But that's what's great about the
that's she okay. Didn't finish her point.
I know, it just gives us something to talk about, you know.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited, yeah. We the day this airs, we go in at 9:45 at night. And then she'll start the induction process, and then we'll have a baby by Wednesday. So I don't know what I am. I'm nervous. I'm excited. But mostly I don't know what I don't know. So I don't know what to expect. Like,
so I'm sorry for jumping back and forth, audience. But hey, it is what it is. Look what that dog did to my shoe.
That's a Fendi shoe. That's how expensive
is
that?
This is a $1,500 slipper. That bitch ate my motherfucking shoe up. I went to go to work this morning at V103. I wasn't even looking. I just grabbed the shoe like this, and I put my foot in. I said, what happened to the back of the shoe? What the fuck? That bitch Sheba ate my... And I just bought these motherfuckers. When that bitch come home, I'm going to slap her with this motherfucking Fendi. That bitch ate my $1,500 shoe up. If she had nuts, I'd kick them in them.
Well, sorry about your shoe.
And I just got this bitch some treats. And she ate my motherfucking shoe. After I got this bitch some treats, I done went and bought this hoe some treats. And
so you made her hungry by giving her snacks and then left
the
shoes?
She didn't get snacks yet. Do you understand this is a fucking $1,500 slide?
You shouldn't be spending $1,500 on house shoes.
No fucking house shoes, old bitch. I wanted to kill that goddamn dog. I really did. I could not believe that dog ate my motherfucking shoe up like that.
Didn't I have shoe toys?
Well, they tear it all up. They done ate the cage up. I told my husband, it's time to get them the fuck out. Plus, they got ADHD. One of them got
an autistic dog.
Yeah, all of them is special needs. All of them. The other one sleep on his back.
I think that's called PTSD.
He sleep on his back like he won't head. Zeus won't stop sucking his own dick. So I told my husband, I said, we need to take him to the doctor. He suck his dick all day, every day. I don't mean lick it dick. I mean... Oh. I beat his ass and said, stop sucking your dick, nigga. Oh, wait, he wants some pussy so bad, but we won't let him fuck his sister because he don't know. I'm like, that's your sister. You can't fuck your sister.
They do it all the time.
Little Duggars.
So,
little Duggars. That was a good one, Chris.
Sorry.
Them motherfuckers.
What? They were just in the news. What was they in the news for?
You got to see the documentary, Shiny Happy People, on Amazon Prime. It's crazy. I mean, it's...
Nigga.
It's the family, the Duggars with 20 kids, and then they're part of this cult, and, you know... let me put it this way. My wife is the oldest of 11, homeschooled Christian... And her family thought they were weird as hell. So they were always like, there's something off about those people. There's something not right.
They fucking each other.
Yeah, I got to watch that documentary on HBO called Natalia Grace. It happened here. She was a little person that they thought was a kid. Hmm. It is the most fucked up documentary I've ever seen in my life. So they get this little girl. She's Ukrainian. They get an email saying, hey, we got this little girl, but you need to respond within a day. Otherwise, we're going to give her to somebody else. And so the husband and wife fly down to Florida to pick up this little girl. They lock them in a room for like an hour, waiting on the girl to get there. The girl who they pick up was with another family. They just dropped her off. So in comes this little girl that they thought was a little girl. Turns out she was older than that, so they thought. She had pubic hair when they got back to the house. She had a period. They were like, who did we adopt? It is the wildest fucking documentary I've ever seen in my life. The whole time I'm thinking, this is a grown-ass little kid. But then you find out she's not a grown-ass little kid. She's just a little kid.
Wow.
She a little kid with vagina hair?
Yeah. So apparently it's part of her dwarfism or whatever. And so she was actually, I think, 11 when they got her an apartment. And made her live by herself. And the poor little girl wasn't taking. I'm telling you, it is the craziest fucking documentary.
What was it on again?
HBO.
Okay.
Whatever they're calling it now. Max, but it happened here in Westfield.
Wow.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she grown. I mean, she's an adult now. This happened back in like 2010, I think.
Was she still in Westfield?
Mm-hmm. They went and tracked down her mama. Her mama, it was in Ukraine. Her mama was born in like the 70s. So there's no way this little girl can be as old as you think she is. Because her mama would have had her when she was 10. But her mama had other kids.
So why did they take her?
So when her mama had her, she was deformed or whatever.
Ramon, shut your deep voice ass up.
So the Ukrainian doctors were like, you already got two other kids. You don't need to deal with this kid. Just give her up and we'll take care of her. And so they convinced her to give up her baby, and then they adopted her out here in America. And then, like, the first family couldn't handle her because she was a little sociopath. But apparently, the mom and the wife was abusing this little girl while the dad was at work, because they would go to sleep and she'd be standing at the foot of the bed with a knife in her hand talking about, I'm just waiting for y'all to fall asleep so I can kill y'all. I'm telling you, please watch this documentary. It is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Now I know what we're doing tonight.
Oh, that shit was wild. It's like 4 or 5 episodes.
Wow.
You feel bad for the little girl at first, and then you hate her, and then you feel bad for her again because it's like...
Why didn't she know how old she was?
Because she's a kid.
Oh, she really? Well, why did she have a pussy hair? Oh, she was 11.
Well, she got, they said, I think when they adopted her, she was 6. But they were like, there's no way. They Googled, how young can you have pubic hairs? And Google told them 8 to 13. So they're like, oh, this girl's not a little girl.
It's possible because the Ukrainians have like a huge adoption system and it's big business over there, especially to Americans, especially here in the Midwest. And they're not great at record keeping sometimes.
And here's the thing. They found another little, like when they took her to the doctor when they got back from Florida, they took her to a doctor and he was like, oh, I've got another patient that has the same dwarfism as this little girl, right? So they set up a play date for her. But then when you see them side by side, they were supposed to be the same age. But this girl in a documentary, she looked like a grown ass woman compared to this other little girl. So there was like, something's wrong here. So they go through all this court battles. The mom ends up, let me tell you about this cheating bitch. This woman, all the while they doing all this adoption stuff, she's having all kinds of affairs with little people. Like, it's the most wildest shit.
Yolanda.
They got this man on the documentary.
Was she fully grown?
Yeah, everybody else is fully grown.
But she just had a thing for little people, is what you're saying.
Well, because she was trying to find, like, because she thought, she really thought that her daughter was an adult who was playing tricks on them. And so she was trying to set the little girl up with a full grown midget person or dwarf person, or whatever politically correct term you're supposed to use. And this dude, he got little hot dog fingers. He's the creepiest looking little dude I ever seen in my life.
Cocktail weenie, please.
Up on the seat.
Just watch it when you get a chance. I promise you're gonna get back on this podcast cussing your motherfucking head off. How
I think I'm gonna go watch it now with my husband.
It is insane because in the beginning you think this little girl's fucked up, but as each episode goes, I'm still confused. I don't know if she's a grown person or a little kid. I still to this day don't know. They had the trial, I think, in 2022, 2021, something like that. It's fucked up.
Ooh.
But I think y'all like it. If you like it, it kind of reminded me of Abducted in Plain Sight, but a lot worse.
The nigga next door.
Yeah. Because when you first start watching it, the way they tell this family about this little girl, and they don't ask no questions. They just show up and pick up some strange little girl and take them back to their house. I'm like, what kind of adoption agency says you got 24 hours, make your choice?
Yeah, they do have them. She's from Ukraine. They don't give a fuck.
It was wild.
That's fucked up. So do the little girl know how she is?
Well, that's the thing. She was confused the whole time, too. Because she act like a little kid, but she didn't look like a little kid. Like when they sent her off to live by herself, she was a short person, so she couldn't even reach any of the appliances to cook for herself. Like her power was out the whole time.
Who paid the rent?
The adopted parents. I'm telling you, it's the wildest shit.
All because she had pussy hair?
Because the mom didn't believe that she was as young as she's saying she was because of the pussy hair and apparently some other stuff. But like when they sent,
just jumps to that as their assumption. That's
crazy. Well, that was the thing. The little girl, they introduced her to a person who spoke Ukrainian, but the little girl didn't know any Ukrainian. And you would think if she lived in Ukraine, so the mom was convinced it was just a giant scam.
Mm.
And she abused a little girl. It's just, I'm telling you, it is the most fucked up documentary I ever seen in my life.
How did her story get out? The little girl got it out?
It was in, they charged them with neglect. It was all over the news. Because it happened here in Indiana.
That was long course.
The couple lived in Indianapolis.
Well, you expect that shit out of Indiana. Y'all got Mormons. I mean, y'all got them people on the buggy.
The Amish, you mean, yeah. I knew exactly what she meant, too, because I thought the same thing.
Y'all don't have Amish in Georgia?
No, we don't play that buggy shit on the street right
now.
Oh, here.
You have to have Amish. Come on.
I know there ain't no Amish in Atlanta. I'm just saying in the whole state. Can you imagine an Amish person in Atlanta during Freaknik? poor horse would get twerked on all day long.
I don't know why anybody would want to be stuck in time.
Stuck in time. Okay. All right.
Don't they have no electricity?
So they sneak it. So I actually was talking to a guy who runs a dairy business, and half his client, or no, he's like works with calves, and half his business are Amish. And he said almost all of them have a cell phone. They just tell you, you can reach me on email here. Just don't tell anybody that you reached me.
So they cheating Amish?
Yeah. And there's a lot of that on TikTok. If you look up Amish TikTok, there's a lot of families.
Well, they had a whole thing on the Amish people. My husband used to born Amish.
Is it a religion? Is it a religion or just a way of life?
It's a sect of Christianity, but it's pretty like extreme, obviously. Mennonites are kind of close to it. But they just believe in like leaving technology behind because technology gets in the way of work, and work is like a form of worship, and technology can lead you to dangerous places, so they just avoid it as much as possible.
Yeah, a lot. I'm watching porn.
But then they have Rumspringa, where they turn a certain age, they get to go out with the quote-unquote English, live the English life for like a year or two, and then decide
and
if they would
have
come back.
A lot of butt sex.
Yes. Yep.
A lot of butt sex.
Butt sex? What you mean, butt sex?
Sex in the butt.
Because they don't... Yeah. Because young Christians, and I'm sure Muslims too, and Jewish people that are from Christian families, don't want to give up their virginity, so they have butt sex instead.
So, well, what is
your... Because they think it doesn't count.
It's not virginity?
No.
it's a form of virginity.
I don't think God cares about it's the purity Genevieve. Of your butthole.
It's virginity.
There's also soaking. Have you heard of soaking?
Soaking is hilariously stupid.
Soaking what? You're nuts.
Nope.
Tell it, Chris.
So you are...
Wait a minute.
You're having sex. And
no, you're not.
You're not having sex, but you're basically prepared. You're both naked, and he's on top. He puts it in, and they don't move. And in some cases, they have their friends shake the bed. But there's no actual penetration. Like, there's penetration, but no...
So you don't do any thrusting.
Right. Thank you. That's what I meant. Yeah.
And you wouldn't do any hip gyrations. You have your friends just come and jump on the bed. So basically, you're not accountable if the bed shakes and it goes back and forth.
That's called earthquake pussy.
I don't know why they think God don't count that as sex, but I think God would be more mad if your friends...
So what happened if the dick is short and shaking that bag will make that dick come out?
Well, then I guess maybe you move on. I don't know.
So your friend got to keep shaking you till y'all nuts?
I don't think you nut in them. I don't think that was the rules. I think, you know, that's probably sex.
Just to get it wet?
Because there's some people who think that you can have penetration, but it's only sex if you come.
Yeah, I've heard that too. It's dumb, but
Jesus,
it doesn't count
all
if you
of these
don't
things
bust
are wrong.
It don't count if I don't come.
Well, you can catch a cum.
Where are you catching it at?
You know how you be about to cum and a woman say, don't let it go, and then you hold it.
Yeah, that never works.
Yeah, right.
Okay, well, that never works.
What fairy tale did you hear that in?
I've lied about coming, but I've never been able to catch one.
Lied that you did when you didn't, or
oh yeah, I fake bust nuts all the time.
I did
all the time. All the time.
Why do you fake bust nuts?
Because it don't be feeling good. And they be like, I want you to come. So you like, all right.
They can't tell?
Not with a condom on, no.
Vagina don't be feeling good?
He uses a condom like a responsible person. Weirdo.
Sometimes it doesn't feel good. Sometimes you're just not interested. Sometimes you think it's going to be better than it actually is. And so you fake it. Remember that time you told that dude, get up off you so you can call your baby daddy?
Yeah.
It'd be like that sometimes.
Yeah.
It was small.
Not all vaginas are made the same.
I'm just letting air up my pussy. Get off me. You're going to give me the hiccups.
You gonna get pussy hookups?
I think it's called a queef.
I ain't never queefy.
I don't know why that's brought this. Did you guys see that Bill Murray and Keyless, the milkshake?
Kalise.
Keyless, you motherfucker.
Keyless.
I can't
it's read. Like a nigga locked outside.
Keyless. You
know, Bill Murray's dating this nigga named Keyless.
All I know is her song, the milkshake song.
She was just in hot water. Beyonce had her on her new album and she raised so much hell. And Beyonce was like, look at you, po bitch, and took it off. I was like, talking about somebody want to steal something. Nobody want to steal nothing for you, you raggedy bitch.
Oh, that's right. She claimed, you sampled my song and it didn't sound anything like it. So she just changed it.
Mm-hmm.
That was her.
Missed out on all that money.
Missed out on all that money for running your fucking mouth.
Did you order this?
No, Gary, I'm the proper order that. I told you to stop wearing them goddamn boots to camp.
What kind of camp are they in?
YMCA. That shit so goddamn expensive. Shut up! I'm podcasting! Y'all just hang in there. Guess what? My podcast house is getting painted next week.
All right.
Nice.
All the stuff is going to... The podcast house is going to be ready way before the regular house.
I saw the floors going in, and I saw...
Yeah, I saw that too.
Your bucket hat that you're wearing.
Oh, yeah. This is for the Miss Pet Show. I got something coming for the pat down too. What was I saying? Oh yeah, the floors are going down. The tile is going up. About to get it painted. The first coat of the primer. It's looking good. I just got some. I ran into some problem with some wonders in the wrong place, and I got to remove some bricks and remove a wonder over. That's what happened when you're in your own fucking contract and you never just really built a house before. So I made some mistakes, but I'm kind of paying for them now, but it's okay.
What mistakes?
One pair.
She said she got a window in the wrong place.
It's over a little bit too far towards the shower, so I got to move it over so it can position itself right. I have actually two windows like that. The fucking guy didn't put a laser on the can light, so he just threw them all up, and they all over the place. It looked like they goddamn make you have a seizure in my bedroom. So, you know, just little, some people call it major, but it shouldn't have never happened. But by me being in and out of town so much, and, you know, you ask my husband, he's like, oh, sure. So, you know, we got some issues, but it's okay.
Are you two fighting about that?
No, we're not fighting. It's just, you know, in the tile guy hide is pissing me the fuck off because he didn't show up today. But the wood guys are upstairs. So, you know, that's great. They're going to be sanding the floor probably by the end of the week and covering it and getting it ready for everybody else.
How far away from your rental house is the house you're moving into?
2 minutes.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're real close.
Yeah, so I'll drive it. Yeah, I drive around the corner 5 or 6 times a day. I like to walk through it after they leave. I think my garage doors are coming tomorrow. You know, just little shit that pisses me off. But I just, you know, you always get a point in construction where you're like, fuck it, I just want to walk away. And today was one of those days. You know, I'm very tired and... Oh, it was a mess. That's why I didn't have time to put on makeup for the podcast. I literally look like a motherfucking squirrel put some on one side.
It has a screen freeze.
McDuffin right now going, click.
Hey. What y'all talking about?
McDuffin.
Oh, I love McDuffin. Oh, and I finally got a location for the crack baby party. Next week, I'll tell you more. That's another thing that's been up and down, finding a location. I think we're going to cut it off about 500 people. I can tell you now, it's almost sold out, Dead End the Podcast.
Cool.
So it's, you know, it's becoming fun.
So that party's almost sold out then?
That party's almost sold out.
All right. Yes. People need to know that.
Yeah. Get your tickets if you haven't already.
This weekend, I'm in Nyack. That's almost sold out too. I think one show is already sold out. Make sure you get your tickets for that. Your girl done made it tour. It's coming up. I tell y'all all the time to get your tickets. Kentucky is almost sold out. My first stop is Kentucky. That's what your girl done made it to. Go back.
Yeah, I got it right here.
It started September 8th and 9th. Louisville, Kentucky on the 8th. Indianapolis on the 9th. September 16th, I will be at the theater of Ace Hotel in Los Angeles. What is this? Mermaidum?
May Mandy, maybe?
May Mandy? Raleigh, North Carolina. I will be at the theater there. I can't wait to see you, Raleigh. Baltimore, Maryland. The same. I can tell you this. We only got less than 20 tickets for D.C. Mm. D.C., I think we got less than 20 tickets for you guys. Baltimore. Going back to my Philadelphia, we're on the way to see you guys in November. All right, December 16th, Center Stage, Atlanta, Georgia. Please get your tickets to see me in Atlanta. That is almost sold out also. So just go to MissPatComedy.com, y'all, and make sure you get your tickets. With that said, we thank y'all so much for supporting us. We don't have a home yet. We're still out here just floating around like a hoe on a boat. So we ask y'all to please continue to sign up for the Patreon and support what we do. We appreciate that. I'm over here eating off the table. You ready? Yeah. We love you. And make sure you go to MissPatComedy.com.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.